Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, listeners. Welcome to another edition of Indie Country Radio on Blue Days of Murph. On the show today, we've got music from some artists that I've recently had the opportunity to see live. Chris Bradley, Lacey Green, and NBC The Voice finalist, and a friend of mine, Josh Gallagher. We'll also be being our interview with Josh from last year, and talking about our upcoming chat with Chris Bradley. Time to get this thing started, folks, and welcome my co-host and buddy, Craig, to the show. Hey, Craig, how are you, man?
Good, Cody. How are you doing today?
I'm pretty good. I'm glad it's Friday.
So am I. Another work week has come and gone, and ready to start the weekend off with your
exactly.
Countdown.
So, how have you been?
I've been pretty good. I just got, last week, I just concluded a vacation. Was on a cruise for a week. It was very relaxing, meditating, and now I'm back and I'm ready to, here to face the music.
Well played. and with that being said, before we get into today's countdown, I wanted to recap last week right quick. Let's see if we can I'll bring this up here. Hold on 1 second. Okay. At number 3 last week, it was Akiti Bell Akin with Georgia Moon. In the number 2 spot last week was the super talented Brooke Eden with American Dreamin', and taking and the reigning number 1 spot went to Alina Stone with her single Nervous. So, are you ready to get this week's countdown underway?
What are we waiting for? Let's rock and roll.
All right, let's do this. Coming in at number 3, we've got the super talented Chris Bradley with her single Margarita Monday. I was fortunate enough to hear Chris do this live and to get to talk with her a little bit before and after her set. And she's just as good as advertised, folks, and one of the sweetest people. We're also fortunate enough, Craig, to get to talk with Chris this coming Tuesday at 4:30 Central. So I'm looking forward to that. Are you?
I'm excited to speak to Chris this Tuesday too. You know, She told me that you met her at the Row, and her music was terrific,
mm-hmm.
and she was very nice and excited to come on the show, so it should be a great interview on Tuesday.
I cannot wait for it. After we play the song, I'll tell you a little bit about Chris, but at number 3 this week, it's Chris Bradley with Margarita Monday on Indie Country Radio.
Holding me.
at number three this week. That was the super talented Miss Chris Bradley with Margarita Monday. Had you ever heard that song before, Craig?
Oh, what'd you say? I'm sorry, couldn't. What'd you say, Cody?
I said, had you ever heard that song before?
No, that was the first time that I heard it, Cody. And it's a terrific song.
It has a great beat to it. You know, up tempo too.
Let me tell you guys a little bit about Chris Bradley. First off, the successful release of her debut single, "We Don't Paint the Town," which charted at number 64 on a Music Row Country Breakout chart of February 2017. Singer-songwriter and producer Chris Bradley is bringing a sassy and refreshing sound to today's country music scene. The Los Angeles native grew up in a house with her a great grandmother and was raised on a classical music, big bands, and jazz. A Mozart and a Glenn Miller, Chris laughs. Her mom's eclectic musical tastes, from a classic rock to a 90s country, also provided a lively song spectrum from a Led Zeppelin to Reba. Chris realized at a young age that music was the best way to express herself. So at the age of 20, she enrolled at Hollywood's Musicians Institute. After honing her guitar skills, she hit the road, fronting bands and playing venues like Webster Hall, Bluebird Theater, and the Keys Club in over 40 states in the U.S., along with tour stops in India, Malaysia, and Thailand. Let me see. Since her arrival, her unwavering passion to perform, along with a desire to dive deeper into the heart of the music industry, eventually led Chris to relocate to Nashville, Tennessee. Nashville is inspiring instead of intimidating, she says, of her adopted hometown. It makes me want to be better. A champion by the Nashville Songwriters Association International, Chris has been highlighted both as one of the organization's a top 40 and a ones to watch. And now, after years of honing her craft, she's finally ready to share her a debut project with the Chris Crew, as she calls her fans. And I'm going to tell you, Craig, Chris is one to watch out for. She is so super talented. There's really no telling how far she can go.
Hopefully we'll see her on bigger stages in the years to come.
That's definitely going to happen. I have no doubt about that. So, moving on to number two. At number two this week, we've got another singer that I was fortunate enough to that you love live and get to talk with a little bit. The lovely and talented Lacey Green with the a title track to her a new EP, Nice Things. As I said earlier, Lacey is another one of the sweetest people I've ever come in contact with. Well, we haven't had Lacey on the show yet. We're still working on that, aren't we, Craig?
On getting Lacey on the show? Yes.
We're still working on that one.
At the Row, I believe, when you were in Nashville.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's
hopefully...
That's the same place I met Chris, actually.
But you didn't see Lacey?
Yeah. I met Chris. I met both Chris and Lacey at the Row. So...
Well, hopefully she'll be a guest in the future in 2017.
Let's hope so. But in the meantime, at number two, it's Lacey Green with Nice Things on Indie Country Radio. Last month, if I'm not mistaken on that. What did you think about that one?
I think you definitely should get Lacey on the show. That was a terrific song.
That
had
was
a lot of
great, wasn't it?
A lot of snap. You could definitely do some boogie woogie on the dance floor with that.
Let me tell you a little bit about Lacey. Music was always a staple in Lacey Green's house growing up. There was never a time when someone wasn't singing, banging away on an instrument or turning the radio up too loud and getting yelled at. When she was 13, she asked her dad if he could teach her how to play a blackbird on the guitar, and the rest is history, as they say. Once she knew a few chords, and she started writing her own songs and playing at school, church, town festivals, and anywhere else they would let her. She then recorded a EP and then released another EP, released a single, went on a radio tour, moved to Nashville, played a lot more shows, signed her first publishing deal, and boom, here we are today. So that's a little bit about Lacey Green, who grew up, by the way, in North Carolina. So it's not too far at all from Nashville. And that brings us to the number one song of the week. It's from a guy that a lot of you have seen on TV recently, with his stint on NBC's The Voice, in which he finished in the top three. I actually know this guy fairly well. He's from Pennsylvania originally, but I moved to Nashville a few years ago. It's NBC's The Voice finalist and friend, Mr. Josh Gallagher, and his current single, Picking Small Town. I actually got the chance to see Josh again a few weeks ago, as he was playing in the same place as Chris Bradley and Lacey Green, and got to hang out with him beforehand. He's actually been on this radio show once, which, and there's kind of a funny story behind that. And you've probably heard the story before. I know you heard the story off air, Craig, but I'm gonna tell it again. February of last year, I believe it was. It was February of last year. I was at one of my favorite places in town, or in Nashville, called at the Row, and my friends, Steel Blossoms, were playing. Well, they I finished their set, and one of the girls follows up this guy on stage to play a song that they had written together. Well, I do the song. He sits back down. I go over to him, introduce myself, and tell him he killed it, totally killed it. And I come to find out that that was Josh Gallagher, and that he'd been basically sitting next to me all night, and I didn't even know it. So I fast forward a little bit over. Well, let me back up and say this. So it was that next month that we had a Josh on the radio show before his a stint on The Voice, and I'm just gonna be honest with you. Josh is a good dude, and I can't wait to see what his career has in store, because I know he's going to do big things. And I'm actually totally surprised that he even remembered me. When I saw him again last month, I'm totally surprised at that, considering the whirlwind the last 2 months, I'm sure he's probably had. So let's go ahead and play the number one song. What do you say, Craig?
What are we waiting for? Play it.
At number one this week, it's NBC The Voice finalist and my buddy, Josh Gallagher with Kicking Me Small Town on Indie Country Radio.
We're a Friday night pulling for the home team. A corner cafe sitting on Main Street with two red lights, three cop cars cruising around. We're a little white church with a gravel lot, a two-lane road where the world drops off. We're the middle of nowhere everybody sings about. We're picking a small town anywhere on the map. What we are, that's where we're at. That's where we'll be. Small town.
And at number one, that was my friend Josh Gallagher with his current single, Bikini Small Town. What did you think of the show today, Craig?
I thought these were three great songs from Chris, from Josh, and from Lacey. I can't wait to hear about Chris's interview next Tuesday. That should be terrific. And I think Josh and Lacey have also very bright futures. This was a great set of songs.
Oh, and speaking of Chris, she's actually playing a writer's round tonight in Kansas City, Missouri. So.
Oh wow.
And I know she's gonna kill it, totally and completely.
She is.
So I think I'm gonna let you go, Craig, and I'll do announcements and kind of a wrap up here, and I'll talk to you later. All right, buddy.
All right. Enjoy your weekend. Can't wait for Tuesday with Chris.
All right, man. I'll talk to you later.
Talk to you later.
All right, bye. Well, I hope you guys enjoyed this edition of Indie Country Radio. Let's see. As we alluded to earlier, we've got the super talented Miss Chris Bradley on the show this coming Tuesday at 5:30 Eastern, 4:30 Central. The 25th, we have Alan Dog Record Alan Dog Records recording artist Mandy Rowden joining us, which is going to be fun, so much fun. And I just booked this last night, and I'm so excited for this. I saw this duo the same night I saw the artists that were playing today. They're friends with a good friend of mine. Well, she's more like family than she's a friend. She's more like family at this point. But they got up to sing a duet with her, and they just totally blew my face off. They were that great. They're called Laughlin. We'll get to a talk with them Tuesday, May 2nd at 4:30 Central. Let's see if we got anything else. Oh, we virtually have as of now all of May booked. Essentially, all of May booked, and I can't remember who else came on the show. I know, bad host. Well, anyway, but I think it's the 23rd, I believe. We've got some people that me and Craig both know Haley and Sarah of Steel Blossoms coming out. And Steel Blossoms, I've wanted these girls on for literally years. And our scheduling has never worked out just right. But apparently this time it has. And I'm going to brag on Craig a second. Craig has been killing it with a booking for the show. Craig, like I said, Amaze is virtually done. So, and 95% of that is thanks to Craig. But, something else I did want to mention before I wrap things up. The May 9th, there will, I will have Indie Country Radio that week. But for the week of May 9th, there will be a no-show on that Tuesday. I think it is the 9th, but because yours truly will be out of town on a much, much needed vacation. And something else I didn't I realized that just hit me this morning. The 5-year anniversary of this radio show is coming up in 4 months. It's nuts that we've been able to do this 5 years. So, and I take none of this for granted as a host. I take none of this for granted. I'm honestly surprised we've lasted as long as we have, because I didn't think. Well, I thought we'd be kicked off the air after 2 weeks. If you told me 5 years ago that I'd be sitting here doing this tonight, I'd have probably slapped you and asked you what kind of drugs you were on. Anyway, I'm going to stop rambling now, and I think I'm going to end this episode right here. You've been listening to Indie Country Radio on What Days of Month. Thank you and goodbye.